cesta je prach a štěrk a udusaná hlína a šedé šmouhy.
Moriturite salutant by Karel Kryl. The singer, songwriter and poet was the most prominent Czech folk musician of the last 50 years. His well-known songs are to this day sung in pubs and around campfires, even by those of the younger generation of Czechs who grew up after his death. Born in Kromeríž in 1944, he began writing and performing after graduating from secondary school and was later expelled from army service for performing songs deemed to be anti-socialist. He was exiled from Czechoslovakia in 1970, but continued to write, produce and perform until his return to the country in 1989 amidst the sudden political changes of the Velvet Revolution.
A budem zasvěceni, moriturite salutant, moriturite salutant.
His songs came to represent the national sufferings of a generation and its desire for political freedom. Petr Doruška is a music journalist who, among other things, presents Radio Prague's Magic Carpet.
So I remember it could be 65, 66. It was one of these very rare concerts when on one stage during one, I think it was late afternoon, you could see all the singer-songwriters who became very important in the couple of next years. So there was Karel Kryl, there was Vladimír Merta, and there were other ones. And at that moment, you could see that this is a movement which was probably inspired maybe by Bob Dylan or probably by the more general feeling inside the young generation. And during the next years, these Czech singers of the 60s came in different way. So I think Karel Kryl established himself as a very precise or gifted writer of texts, poet and of melodies, which were very delicate with many, many feelings, but at the same time very accessible. And what he achieved is something many other dream of.
Kryl moved to Prague in January 1968 to find himself amid a wave of excitement and movement for political change, now known as the Prague Spring. On 20th of August, this came to an end, as the armies of the Warsaw Pact invaded Czechoslovakia and installed a new puppet government. In reaction to this, Kryl wrote the song Bratričku zavírej vrátka, Brother, Close the Gate, which enjoyed widespread popularity and became something of an anthem for the times.
Well, I would say it's easy to understand his songs like anti-communist or maybe better anti-totalitarian or anti-invasion, until this kind of pressure which comes from the bigger country which just sends their troops to your country to occupy it. But also, especially this song, it can be understood as a fable, as a something which is happening between two brothers, and probably they have sheep in their farm. And so the older brother asked the younger one, brother, are you sure you lock the gate? Because, well, the wolf can come or some disaster can come. So wolf on a farm is the same disaster as foreign troops in your country.
Prší a venku se setmělo, tato noc nebude krátká, beránka vlku se zachtělo, bratříčku, zavírej vrátka.
It was during the time of this most severe political repression that Kryl enjoyed his greatest popularity. In 1969, the LP album Bratříčku zavírej vrátka came out and quickly became an under-the-counter item. Kryl continued to perform, making a trip even to Norway in 1969, and then subsequently to Germany in the same year. It was here that he found himself when the borders closed in September, effectively barring his re-entry to his homeland and making him an exile. For the next 20 years, he was to remain in exile, broadcasting for Radio Free Europe from Munich. Despite his absence, however, his music remained popular in his native Czechoslovakia.
So it was many decades before there was internet, before there was MP3s and CDs, but people had their tape recorders. So you had a vinyl album and you taped it, and then tens of dozens of other people could do the same. And after Kryl's exile, his albums were smuggled in, often in fake covers and with fake labels in the middle. So it was circulating, and it was very demanded kind of music because it was so important for everybody who was living in this country during the times just to know that somebody can write such a nice, such songs which just go deep into the heart of the problem.
Jaro větry vanou od jihu do cely, s bohem či naschledanou obecné veselí, jsou stromy plné mízy a někdo jiný sklí.
Khalil's mother died on 24th of November 1989, a week after the first demonstration of what became the Velvet Revolution, and just days before the communist government announced the dismantling of the one-party state. Karel returned to Czechoslovakia on 30th November to attend the funeral. On December the 3rd, he gave his first performance in his homeland in over 20 years. Khalil continued to write, perform, and be an active figure in political commentary for the next 4 years of his life. He died in 1994 of a sudden heart attack, aged just 50. Looking back at what Khalil accomplished musically in his lifetime, it would be unjust to remember just his political songs, such as Bratřičku Zavidej Vrátka. Petr Doruška again.
I would say Bratřičku Zavidej Vrátka is sort of We Shall Overcome. And there are a lot of other well-written, well-crafted songs. Every one of them is very special. Maybe one can be very special for you, another one for somebody else. And I would say it's this range of different moods, of different stories, which just completes the picture of Karel Khalil as a very, very talented writer. I think I'm still discovering him, because Bratřičku Zavírej Vrátka is the most popular one, but then you have songs like Nevidomá dívka and other songs which just have very special mood, which are very sensitive, because I don't remember any other Czech singer-songwriter who has written such a sensitive songs about a blind girl like Karel Khalil, Nevidomá dívka.
Tu nevidomou dívku, prosím vás, nechte ji si hrát. Vždyť možná hraje si na slunce s nebesy, jež nikdy neuvidí, ač ji bude hrát.
So was Khalil's success merely a product of the period in which he lived? Or is there something in the nature of his music that distinguishes him from other písničkáři, or songwriters, of his generation?
These texts are poems. They are well-crafted. You had many songwriters, many rock band leaders who knew they want to perform their own songs, but they really couldn't handle the tools of the trade. Khalil was master.
Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou bubáci, vždyť už si velikej. To jsou jen vojáci, přijeli v hranatých, železných maringotkách.